What about the shot, though? I know we haven't got a pill yet, but what about the shot? And will we get to herd immunity? It's gone back and forth. Heard yes, we will. No, we're not getting enough vaccines, so no, we won't. Sherry, you think we maybe already have?
Now, well, as far as we're going to get, how many diseases we have out there we don't have herd immunity for?
True enough.
Or vaccines for?
Dr. Edward Rensimer joins us, Houston infectious disease specialist. Where are you at on herd immunity, doctor?
I tend to agree with Shara. I think we're very, if not there, we're getting close, and by the end of the year, we should have it. I realize there's a lot of controversy around this topic, but unfortunately, these topics have gotten politicized, so the messaging is hard to sort out. Right now, if you just look at the number of people who've been infected, which is estimated about 33 million, as well as about somewhere between a third to a half of the population vaccinated, you're already right there at about 55% immunity. And then that doesn't account for all the people out there walking around with COVID who have no symptoms and are not getting tested. And that's a large percentage of COVID infections right now, about 20%. So you could well be there. When I do calculations on the numbers, even if you take in reticence of getting the vaccine, in other words, people deciding, no, I don't think so, things are falling off and people, you know, and infection rates going down because we've sequestered a lot of the people who are high virus shedders, like the elderly who get sick. When you take those numbers in and just work the figures a little bit, you, by the end of the year, you get to about, and continued vaccination rates, even if they fall, you get to 60 to 70% of the population being immune. I think the one thing here, though, is with the messaging to the public, is often we get caught in the trees instead of looking at the forest. We've been here before. We've had pandemics in 1918, 1957, 1968, 2009. Those didn't go on and go on and go on. They ran their course, and once the virus became not novel anymore to the human race and mutated into variants, then the variants took over, and the pandemic was gone in roughly a year to 2 years. People worry about this term of mutants and variants, but realize mutants and variants are necessary and desirable because the virus comes on like a storm on people and their bodies don't recognize it, and that's what causes the death. But as the virus accommodates itself and mutates, it doesn't mutate into a suicide virus where it kills its host. It mutates into a lesser form that can exist with its host. I mean,
The virus has to live, and the only way it can do that is if it jumps from person to person, and if it means it has to make itself less lethal, it will do that, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's not a mindless thing to it, but it's what we call natural selection. If you study Darwin and evolution, life is about propagating life. So life forms will move in a direction to their best advantage. And in this case, the best advantage of the virus is to work with humans and not kill them. Now, we have flu every year, and flu's been around forever, and flu does, unfortunately, kill some people. But most of those people have conditions in which flu is the natural cause of death. But it's not a highly lethal every year annual condition for a risk, mostly at-risk population. So yeah. I think there's some optimism that should come in for a change here, that we're kind of turning the corner. We've got a vaccine, all credit, which is not being given to the Trump administration for putting in place these miraculous things in an unbelievable, unprecedented amount of time with vaccines and treatments. And the medical profession has gotten very expert at handling these cases. That's why deaths are going down, ICU admissions are down, admissions are going down.
Yeah.
So we've got the tools now, and the biology says things are going to be okay. And this should settle down, I would say, in the next 6 months. Tops a year, but I think 6 months, it's fair to say, will be at herd immunity.
All right, sir. Hey, great to hear. Appreciate your time today. That's Dr. Edward Rensimer, Houston infectious disease specialist. And a copy is on its way to Judge Lena Hidalgo. Not that it'll matter.